page pay hey. It's shared on the screen. And we are in the fifth line. And we're going to conclude Amir Tzashem, the Maharal's Hakadama to the Tiferes Yisrael right now. So last time we described the six Lashonos that David HaMelech uses in Tehillim Perek Yotes. When he's talking about the greatness of Torah, we spoke about how six sides represent something that's Davar Shalim, and how in each reference to Torah and different aspects of Torah, he mentions Hashem, Torah Hashem, Eidos Hashem, Pekudei Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Mishpatei Hashem. And now he continues his Hakdam, which, by the way, we'll see in the end, the punchline really is, this is all his tefillah, as the Maharal is trying to find his own confidence to write the Sefer. But the Maharal goes further with the psukim in David HaMelech's Kapitel Yotas, Tilim Yotas. Okay, so up to the words, Va'amar ha-nechamad mizav u'mipazrav. David HaMelech says that Torah is in fact nechamad mizav u'mipazrav, a double description of how great Torah is. It's greater than gold, and even greater than paz, which is even more refined jewels, or more refined gold. Perish, ki ha-mitzvah yesh bo shnei devarim. A mitzvah, and the necessity of a mitzvah, has two aspects. A mitzvah is purposeful in two ways. Ha'echad sha'mitzvah tov la'adam ha'gufani. You have to realize, even though it's hard to sometimes wrap our head around why this is so, but a mitzvah is actually good for the guf of a person. Shedavar zemuvur l'kol. Shekol mitzvot sheheim batorah heim lahashlum tikun ha'adam ad sha'adam hu bitov. Forgetting how a mitzvah affects you in some type of transcendent way, how a mitzvah impacts your soul, how a mitzvah impacts your world beyond this world. But a mitzvah makes you a better person in this world. If these are the rules by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has asked you to live, then mamela, it has to be that for the guf of a person, for my physical well-being, for the lower levels of my existence, doing mitzvos brings tikkun, and mitzvos bring goodness to a person. That's why Chazal say, Ein Tov Ela Torah. Torah is good for every aspect of you, for your soul, for your body, for your physical well-being, for your emotional well-being. Torah is perfectly balanced. So first of all, Torah is good for the guf. V'hasheni sha'aseichel gam kin machayev ha-mitzvos mitzad sod sichli. And certainly, perhaps even more so, the seichel of a person, which again in Maharal language is a code for the neshama. The intellect, the neshama, the transcendent part of a person, all the more so, benefits from mitzvos, mitzad sod sichli, because of the spiritual nature, the secretive and spiritual nature of mitzvos. Val zeh amar ki masha ha-mitzvah yesh ba sod sichli eloki, heim nechmodim mizav u'mipaz rav. Now he's going to focus on two aspects of the pasuk, right? Because the pasuk says that Torah and mitzvos is greater than the finest of jewels, and it's sweeter than the sweetest of honey. So he says that, which it says that Torah is good, and it's so good that it's nechma, that it's more pleasant, it's more precious than zahav and paz. That refers to the fact that the Torah is great for what? For the seichel of a person. Sheheim nechmadim l'ri'as ha'ayin, because when you see something gold, you see a diamond, you see a beautiful jewel, right? So it illuminates one's eyes, your eyes widen. It has a tremendous impression upon one's vision, just seeing such a thing. And we have to remember that just like we have physical eyes, right, we also have the eye of our mind. The eye of our mind. What does that mean? Chacham einav berosho. A wise person has what? Has eyes in his head. Shekemo sheyipo lashon re'iyah al ha'ayin. The same way, says the Maharal, that re'iyah, seeing, applies to the eye. We talk about seeing with the mind, right? Again, we talk about the mind's eye, or more simply, when someone says to you something and it makes sense, you say, "Oh, I see what you're saying." What do you mean, I see what you're saying? We're talking about an idea, right? But I see it. I see what you're trying to express. What does that mean? That means that the mind has a koach of re'iyah. Ki lashon reish aleph hey. This shoresh reish aleph hey. This power of re'iyah is mishamish ke'echad l'shneihem. It serves both of them, both the physical eye and the intellect, the mind, equally. And therefore, when we say that the Torah is better than the flashiest of jewels, than the shiniest of gold, we're saying that just like the physical eye, the outer eye, is so impressed by a beautiful diamond or by a piece of gold, by a shiny piece of gold, so too, all the more so, the mind, the seichel, the intellect, the neshama, is impacted by what? Is impacted by the mitzvot of the Torah. Kamo sha'amar rava ani divrei ploni. Again, like the expression that you find in Chazal, I see what so-and-so is saying. As an expression of, I understand what so-and-so is saying. Lefichach amar ki ha'seichal ha'aloki b'torah yoser nechmad l'ri'as ha'seichal min zohov u'mipaz shu nechmad l'ri'as ha'ayim. So the same way, and more so, are mitzvos illuminating for the mind's eye than the way that a person responds to seeing a beautiful piece of gold or a piece of paz, again, which is, according to the Mefarshim, is even more refined and more beautiful than gold. So with regard to the Seichel, that's the first comment of David. Nechmad mizav mipaz rav. Va'al tov hagufani. And that which we say that Torah is actually good, not only for the soul, but for the guf as well. Sha'Torah ma'amid ha'kol betov, that the Torah is positive for everything, not just my spirit, but my physical well-being. Ki ha'Torah nikra tov. Like I said, the Gemara tells us the Torah is always called tov. V'alze amar u'misukim midvash v'nofes sufim. The same way the body has certain pleasures that are the sweetest of pleasures, like honey or honeycombs, which are literally dripping, noifes sufim. She's a revus gufani, which is such a delight for, says David HaMelech, but the Torah is sweeter for the body than honeycombs, than honey and honeycombs. The Torah is more illuminating for the mind than a beautiful piece of gold is for the eyes. And the fact that David doubles down in each category, right? Zohav and Paz, Dvash and Nofes Sufim, says the Maharal, why the Kefa Lasho and why the doubling down? Why two for both the seichel and the guf? Because if David HaMelech would have just said that Torah is nechmad mipaz, he might have thought it's better than paz, but it's not better than everything. So once you start to compile a list, David says it's better than gold, it's better than paz. Right? It's sort of like David saying, dot, 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 fill in the blank. It's better than everything. It'll impact you, it'll open your eyes. Again, we're talking about your mind's eye, more so than any beautiful image you've ever seen. Va'ata, right? And the same thing is true for the guf. The sweetness, it's sweeter than honey, it's sweeter than honeycombs, it's sweeter than your favorite bowl of ice cream. Lahavda, whatever it is that you find to be sweet, it's the sweetest of all. The Maharal actually writes in the Nesiv HaTorah in Perek Tesvav, that kol divrei Torah yesh lehem ta'am tov. It's a nice lashon. Shekol divrei Torah, all words of Torah have a sweet taste. So you'll say, you know, I'm a bava kama kind of Jew. Kodshim I find very boring. Or I like the things that are more relevant, like moed, but I find I get lost when we talk about zraim because it doesn't apply to my life. Says the Maharal, if you really understood what Torah is, kol divrei Torah yesh lehem ta'am tov. All Torah is very, very sweet. Some of it's an acquired taste. It's a mature taste. But it's the sweetest thing in the world, and it's sweeter than all the sweetness that the world could possibly offer. Va'ata shekhsiv nechmad mizav umipaz yesh lilmod kamo she'ein perish mizahav v'lo yoser sh'rei gam nechmad mipaz v'chein perish mipaz v'lo shu nechmad mipaz bilvad rak shu nechmad yoser ala kol. So from the fact that it says paz and zav, and it says dvash and honeycombs, which are dripping, no fasufim, from the repetition, it's saying it's sweeter than this, it's sweeter than that, and you're supposed to infer it's sweeter for body and soul than anything in the world. V'kach perish mesukim midvash v'no fasufim. Okay, good. V'al zeh amar, continues David in the psukim, v'al zeh amar gam avdecha nizhar behem, writes David HaMelech in Tehillim Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Beis, your servant is nizhar behem. We have to be so careful with Torah. It's so sweet and it's so powerful and it's so great. You would think on the one hand it's so perfect that I can't possibly mess it up. But it's almost the opposite. Because it's so delicate, because it's so pure, because it's so pristine, we have to treat it with the utmost respect. Lefi madregasam uma'alasam, roi shia nizarvam, because it's so precious, you have to treat it like a precious thing. Take good care of it. Bishamram Ekev Rav. If you guard it, Ekev Rav, there'll be great reward. Ekev is a code word for reward. You find it many times in the Torah. Parshas Ekev, for example. Right? Ekev. Ekev means a reward. So if you guard it, you'll get a great reward. L'olam haba. It's the greatest reward. It's the greatest pleasure in this world. It's the greatest thing you can do for your soul. It'll take it with you forever. Va'achar kach amar shigios mi yavin. And now David HaMelech circles back to what the Maharal started with. The two fears that every Jew has when he sits down to learn Torah. The fear that what? That number one, that God forbid I won't interpret the Torah truthfully. And of course, that part and parcel of learning Torah is sharing Torah. And what if I share Torah in a way that's not pleasing to others? Have I failed to truly experience Torah? So David HaMelech says, Shigios mi yavin. Can we even understand the mistakes that we're bound to make? Klomar ki lefi madregas umalas hadavar. Tzarech shiha adam nizar shelo yachta. Because it's so precious, we need to be so careful not to mess up. But nonetheless, says David, v'lakach amar shigios mi yavin. Who can understand the mistakes we're going to make? Negerim yita b'divrei Torah shi'efshar l'godel omek shalahem shi'avin kol edvar malamitasam. The Torah is endlessly deep, so no matter how well I understand it, I don't really get it fully. And he's saying it again, he's saying it in both directions. There's the shortcoming of man being flesh and blood. It's my own inability, my own limitations, which make it difficult for me to connect to an infinite Torah. And even if I was the best Jew ever, and I was the greatest Talmud Chacham ever, the Torah is so endlessly deep that I'm bound not to get down to the innermost core of it. So I'm bound to make mistakes. So should I run away from it? Should I lose my right, like we spoke about in the very first shiur? Should I lose my right to learn Torah? God forbid. Do we even understand our own shortcomings in Torah? David HaMelech is afraid. He's lamenting. He's lamenting the fact that it's impossible to get it 100% right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm begging you, forgive me for the things that I don't even realize, the mistakes that I'm making. I don't even know that I'm making mistakes. Al shigigas ma'isa, like the Gemara talks about a category called omer mutter, a person who claims, I didn't know that you're not allowed to do that. So what kind of excuse is that? I never knew that was a halacha. So whose fault is that? You should have learned more halacha, right? I never got up to that sugya. That's not my fault. I gave you the Torah. You should have learned it better. So we say, Hashem, please, nistaros, there's things I don't even know that I'm messing up in. There's halachos of Hilchos Shabbos. I've tried, I've studied, but I don't know it all yet. Eventually, one day, I'm going to find out. For the last 15 years, I should have done it this way. Better to do it this way than the way that I was doing it. Hashem, please cleanse me of the mistakes I don't even realize I'm making. Shelo yodim min haveira. V'achar kach amar. And then, of course, David HaMelech ends off by saying, Yiyu l'ratzon imrefi. The way that we end our tefillos. Yiyu l'ratzon imrefi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please accept the words of my lips. I'm trying, like we started. We say that the bracha and birchas haTorah is what? That I want to be osek. I'm not guaranteeing that I'm going to come to correct conclusions, but I'm going to be osek and I'm going to try my best. Yiyu l'ratzon, please Hashem, let the words of my mouth, again, the lips are the vehicle by which we study Torah. It's not just supposed to be up here. Birchas haTorah is recited on saying Torah. Hashem, please accept lovingly the words of my lips. Kedei shiyel lo zuchus shiashpia Torah la'acher. Help the words that emerge from my lips not only be understood by me, but I should be able to give it over to others. And the Maharal's davening over his sefer that he's about to write. A magnificent work of 70 chapters. You know, the Shivim Panim LaTorah. V'alzeh amar yu l'ratzon emreifi. He's using the words of David to daven through them. Hashem, please allow me to come to correct conclusions and allow me to share it properly. Shumekavlim es devarav. That my words should be well accepted. These are David's words and these are the Maharal's words. And he concludes his tefillah with a medrash. Uve medrash yu l'ratzon imreifi, says the Yalkut Shimoni on these words, Shiyasu l'doros v'yechaku l'doros. I want my words to be impactful for all generations. Again, the Pashup Shad is David HaMelech is davening over Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech says, I'm about to write a book of poems. A lot of people wrote poetry. But who's to say that my poetry are going to be, that my tefillos, that my poems, that my shiros v'tishbachos are going to be what a Jew turns to in a time of need in 2020, when a neighbor's not well, when a family member's not well, when a person's out of work, they're going to pick up a sefer tehillim off the shelf. David HaMelech says, please let my words become part of Torah forever. Sheyasu l'doros, that it should make a mark forever. Va'al yihiyu korin b'hem kekorin b'sefer hamirus. David HaMelech said, please don't let my words be like Sefer HaMiros. What's Sefer HaMiros? Perush, Sefer HaMinim. I don't want it to just be a secular book. I don't want it to be an anti-Torah work of philosophy. I don't want people to study, David says, I don't want people to study me, just a nice book of poetry or a nice work of philosophy. Kamo sifrei hamirus eina metamim, like it says in Maseches Yadayim, when it's describing the difference between sifrei kodesh and secular works. That sifrei kodesh are metame biyadayim. If you touch them, they make your hands tame. It's based on one of the 18 gezeros the Gemara discusses, those who learn Daf Yomi. I remember from Shabbos, Daf Yudal and Amud Aleph, that there was a concern if you touch a sefer, because they were storing truma, and the mice were getting in and eating the truma and damaging the svarim. But only a holy book has the ability to be so impactful. So David Melech David, I don't want to just be another book of poetry on the shelf. I don't want to just be made into a college course. Rakyu Korin Behem V'notlam Aleim Schar K'negom V'Oalos. I want to be part of Torah. I want people to study my words the same way they study the laws of Tzaras, the same way they study Oalos, the same way they study the most intricate and complex sections of Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, this is still part of the Medrash, Agura Ba'ohalecha Olamim. What was David asking? Agura ba'olecha olamim. When he said in Tehillim Samach Aleph, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a place. Did he expect to dwell in both worlds forever? But I want it to be that in 2020, Tafshin Pei, when a Jew picks up a Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech is still alive. Again, the famous words of the Gemara in Yevamos, that when we say something over in the name of a Talmid Chacham who is no longer alive, then his lips are dovavos bakavar. Right? His lips are still murmuring in the grave. David Melech, I want to live forever in this world. And that's the Maharal's tefillah. The Maharal who lived 500 years ago is saying, is anyone going to care about my words in the year Tafshin Pei? And we're proving that his tefillahs were answered right now. V'lakach amr yu l'ratzonim refi el abrios. I want my words to be true in the eyes of Hashem. I want my words to be well received by people, by Klal Yisrael. Know that my intentions are pure, Bona Sholom, and please guide me in a proper path. Hashem tzuri v'go ali, of course the end of the pasuk, klomar, ki acher sha'ata yitzartani Hashem, if you bother to create me, it's a beautiful... If you bother to make me, Hashem, then help me to live a proper life. I want it right. I want to learn Torah the right way. I want to share Torah the right way. So Hashem, Hashem Tzuri, Hashem as my creator, since you made me, Hashem, you'll help me to do a good job. Ein ata mois bitzurecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please reject. Please don't be disgusted by your creations. V'im acher shartani, and since you made me, Maasai garmu laharchikosi, if after you've made me, my actions have caused me to become distant from you, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzuri, you're my creator nonetheless, v'go ali, please have rachmanas on me, redeem me, push me back to the proper path. Hareata go ali mikol davar, af ki ruchakti adcha ani l'ratzon. Even though I've strayed very far, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get me back on the path to make me desirable once again. Uvachein, concludes the Maharal his Akdama. Hatfila el mi she'eno moes b'shvalim. Maharal now he's no longer davening through David HaMelech. Now the Maharal is speaking his own words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you don't reject humble ones. I know you don't reject those who are of meek spirit. And this is the Maharal, one of the greatest Baalei Machshava in Jewish history speaking. But Hashem, I know that you're open to making space for simple, lowly people like myself. Ve'eno marchik l'shiyu rechokim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't push away people even when we choose to be far from you. Shiula ratzon emreifi lifnei kol, v'yoreini derach emes, v'yisadeini b'yamin tzidko netzach amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please allow my words to be well received. Guide me on the proper path to speak words of truth, and they should last forever. V'sheim achibur hazeh nikra Tiferes Yisrael, and he concludes by telling us why he chose to name his sefer Tiferes Yisrael. We'll start Emir Tzashem, the first parak on Tuesday night, b'siyata d'shmaya. But he ends by saying, the name of my sefer is Tiferes Yisrael. Kihu chibur al haTorah. This is my volume where I speak about Torah. This is my magnum opus on Torah. I wrote the Gevuras Hashem about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and apparently he wrote a sefer on Sukkot also. Although we don't seem to have that, we have a volume Ner Mitzvah on Chanukah. We have Or Chadash on Purim. Tiferes Yisrael is his volume on Torah. Shehi Tiferes Yisrael, because the Torah is the Tiferes, the splendor of the Jewish people. Kidechsev mi goy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim. Because what other nation did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give himself over to in written form? That's the gift of Torah. Is it not the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something. And when we're true to the Torah, like Rabbi Nachman writes in the first piece in Likutei Moharan, when we're true to the Torah, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey, when we're true to the Torah, the nations of the world look at us and they say, wow, look at the pe'er. Look at the splendor. Tiferes is always something that's appreciated by someone else. Like we had in Pirkei Avos. Kol shi tiferes lo oseha, v'tiferes lo min ha'adam. To do something that's seen positively. So when we're true to our Torah, it's tiferes. When the nations look at us and say, wow, you Jews, you have your own system of living, but it's beautiful. It's a source of tiferes. It shines, it radiates outward. V'amru. V'amru, rak'am chacham v'navon ha'goya gadol azeh. V'kvar be'arnu ba'akdama shel chibur gvuras Hashem. And I already explained earlier, previously, in my earlier work, the gvuras Hashem. I've already explained this idea. Shebishvil kach amru b'mseches brachos. This is why the Gemara in Brachos, when it darshens the pasuk, Lecha Hashem ha'gedula, gevura, tiferes, says the Gemara in Brachos, daf nun ches, tiferes zo matan Torah. Tiferes is a reference to matan Torah. Tiferes is something, as the Maharal will see, elsewhere will write, the Maharal says that tiferes is something which is nivdal, something which is elevated, something which is able to rise above gashmias, and that's exactly how we'll pick up Emir Tzashem on Tuesday night, where he describes to us what makes human beings different than animals, what makes Jews unique, and the fact that we have the ability to not only be involved in physical activities, but to actually elevate ourselves through Torah and mitzvos and all of life's spiritual activities. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight. Thank you all for tuning in.